Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so let's go right to Fultz. Has his press conference, and he takes a shot at the Sixers coaching staff. Here it is.
So I hear a lot about Coach, you know, not only from players that played here, but a lot of players across the league that I'm really close to. So I think it just excites me really to know that I have, a coach that's going to push you, you know, to be better and not just going to tell you what you want to hear. So from that aspect, you know, that made me even more excited.
There you go. They're going to push him, Mike. All these players he knows from around the league, they told him. Orlando, that's a good place to be. Listen to the poor Magic GM here having to introduce. Is this the introduction of it? Listen to this. Here it is.
How excited we are to have Markelle Fultz, part of the Orlando Magic family. It's very rare that you get a chance to add a player of Markelle's ability and character to your team. And, you know, these days don't happen very often. So, you know, it's a good day for the Magic. And it means that now we begin the work that goes into getting Markelle where he needs to be.
Yep, pinch yourself there, Magic GM.
What?
And make sure you know that you're not. It's not a dream. Take a selfie.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
So there's evidence. All right, Matt, Gabe Kapler. This is as Gabe-ish as anything that he said in his first couple days of spring training. He's talking about guys standing shoulder to shoulder. Here it is.
When we want to achieve something great, we have to lean on the people around us. So the idea of standing shoulder to shoulder is what you see on the first baseline or the third baseline at the beginning of the season. You see our guys standing shoulder to shoulder together. If you look at our clubhouse and you see how it's configured at home, all of our players, their chairs are shoulder to shoulder. And when we fight together on the baseball field, we do it shoulder to shoulder.
There you go, Ike.
Welcome back, Gabe. Wow.
Can't you just see him after a game, shoulder to shoulder, sitting down on the chairs?
Yeah, we're standing shoulder to shoulder prior to the game. Isn't that for the national anthem?
Matt Klentak, meanwhile, they're asking him about free agents. Tell me if this is a hedge or not. Listen.
There's so much that goes into it, John, that it's hard for me to handicap it. What I can tell you is I feel very good about the efforts that we've made thus far, from our meeting with Manny and our dinner with Manny in Center City to our trip to Las Vegas to visit Bryce. You know, I'm really pleased with the fact that I believe we put our best foot forward with these guys so far. I'm really pleased with the rest of our offseason, and that's why I want to try to just temper or manage the message or temper the notion that a failure to sign one of these big free agents renders this a bad offseason. We've had an objectively excellent offseason, in my opinion. It doesn't mean we're going to stop trying. We're going to keep pushing. Our ownership demands nothing less than us continuing to push. But I think we're comfortable with where we are right now, and we just have to play it out and see what happens.
What did he say? Objectionably excellent?
Objectively excellent.
Objectively. What does that mean? That he's the one
like grading objectively, it? If you look at this from outside looking in, this has been a very good offseason.
So it's the same contact that he's deciding what's
a good offseason, what's not.
He's telling you, no, it's a great offseason no matter what you say.
Okay. Well, as a GM, he doesn't want his offseason defined by one player.
No,
he feels like he made some other moves, so he doesn't want, if you don't get Machado or Harper, now everybody's going to say, you guys failed this offseason. You didn't do anything this offseason.
No.
He's a GM. He's going to point out the other things he did.
No, I agree, but he could have just said, listen, I think we've had a really good offseason as it is right now, and it's not going to define us no matter what happens in free agency. But by saying that objectively it's been an excellent offseason, it's like, well, you objectively, you? Yeah, I would think that you think that, sure.
Excellent, a little bit of a strong word.
Jeez. Yeah, listen, they've had a really good offseason. No problem with it.
Excellent is getting Manny Machado or Bryce Harper.
I would agree.
That's excellent.
All right. And by the way, Gabe coming out yesterday and saying that it's going to be an open competition between Franco and Kingery for third base. Doesn't that tell you all you need to know about Machado being an option if Harper falls through?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the other positions are already.
You know what that also
labeled tells
me?
What?
Cesar Hernandez is my second baseman.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. All right, finally, Scottie Pippen on First Take. He's making the rounds. And with Scottie, you know what they're going to ask him?
What?
About the GOAT conversation.
Oh, he's the perfect person to ask.
Listen.
When I look at LeBron, he's not what Michael was as a player. He's not even what Kobe Bryant was as a player. So, when you talk about trying to compare Michael's instinct, his ability to take over games, his ability to want to have that last shot.
And demoralize you.
Yes.
And scare the living hell out of you.
LeBron doesn't have that gene.
So, Scotty.
That's not in him.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sounds of the day.
You know my favorite part of that was? When he said he's not Michael, you didn't hear a peep. But when he said he's not even Kobe Bryant,
people were like, oh.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not like they're taping that in L.A. They're in Charlotte.
Right.
They're in Charlotte for the All-Star. That's not a Kobe Bryant fan base.
Yeah, I would take Kobe Bryant over LeBron James.
Any day.
How many days are there in a week, Ike?
Seven.
Yeah, all seven.
All right.
888-729-9494.
All right.
Yeah, we're on the same page there with Bron.
Yeah, I just, you know.
888-729.
I just like hearing it.
9494. Oh, it's great.
I just like hearing it. So it's not just me.
And you can tell the passion that those guys and what you know they feel like when they watch LeBron James. They know how talented he is. They know that he's one of the great players
of
all time.
The most talented ever.
Yeah, they know that.
Yeah.
They also watch the games and he probably drives them crazy. 888-729-9494. Like he was leaving, I don't know who snapped it. I forget where I saw the picture. When after the 76ers game, he had his little bag, his man bag when he was leaving. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, my God,
I can only imagine, yeah.
I'm going to show it to you during the break.
Yeah, what do they call them? The Merces?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.